Our master Messiah told us how much he hated lies and falsehoods. The church systems are full of lies and falsehoods. No one will gain eternal life keeping false man-made traditions. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, worldliness, fleshly music, living like the culture, entertainment, all of these keep you from the kingdom of God. Jesus said there's a narrow path to eternal life, but broad is the road to destruction. Are you on the broad road or are you on the narrow path? Test yourself today, neighbor. What path are you living for? What road are you on? What are you seeking? Don't live for the flesh and the ways of the world. Turn and repent. Be made new by the gospel. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. The will of God is that you lose your life, Matthew 10. Surrender it and come out of the world to seek Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. We teach at our website how you can find eternal life. We don't charge you money. We don't take your money. We want you to know the truth that judgment is coming. The wrath of God will fall on all the sons of disobedience. But there's love and grace and mercy available. But how do you apply that to your life? You apply the love and grace and mercy by turning and repenting and seeking the kingdom of God in spirit, in truth. Do not be deceived. You cannot have two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You must make Christ your master. You must surrender your will. You must seek ye first the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Jesus said in Mark 7 that the keeping of man-made traditions makes your worship of God in vain. Think of all the false man-made traditions in the Sunday churches. Think of all the worldliness and the carnality and the sin that's overlooked in the Sunday churches. Think about how the churches are allowed the culture right in to be just like the culture. Yet Jesus said, my sheep in John 10 hear his voice and they follow him. You're not following Jesus as you follow the culture. You're following your flesh and Satan's kingdom. Let's talk about Satan's kingdom.
If you would like people to respect the message that you're delivering, will you please also respect the person who's playing the music and the event that we put together here and have equal respect, please?
Yeah, I have First Amendment rights and my Father's word goes out above all worldly carnal entertainment. I don't even have my amp on. I could get that, but I don't have my amp on. So.
I'm just asking for respect, yeah. That's all.
We're respecting the laws, ma'am. It's a public street.
Yep.
Can I give you a gospel card to eternal life?
Sure.
Yeah, only if you're interested. Don't take it out of a whim. You're headed for the wrath of God, and we're here to warn you about that.
It's
not an argument, ma'am. We love you. But this, yeah, we're standing for the truth of God, and we have First Amendment rights, and my father said go into the world and preach. Test yourself, sir. Judgment is coming. We love you. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. Don't walk in the ways of this world. Don't walk after your flesh. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you.
Love everybody. Love everybody.
The love of God says this is the love of God, that you keep his commandments. You don't love God if you're in the world, ma'am. You don't love God if you're in the world. The love of God doesn't apply if you live in sin. It's like the law of man doesn't apply to protect you if you live in sin or break the law. The law of God is just and righteous and good and pure and true and worthy and noble and loving. But you got to be willing to surrender your life and lose this life? Have you lost this life? Have you lost this life? Are you seeking the kingdom of God in spirit and truth?
Have a good afternoon, folks. Thank you very much. The next performance starts.
Have you counted the cost?
Thank you again.
Jesus said, no man builds a tower before figuring out what the cost of the tower will be. You can't just attend Sunday church services and expect that you're going to find the grace of God. The Bible says to turn ye and forsake all your sin. Worldliness is sin. The culture and politics and entertainment is sin. Sports and the church systems are sin. Movies and entertainment are sin. But Jesus said righteousness will mark his people as fruit. In John 15, Jesus said you must abide in his word. That means remain and seek him and walk in his word and keep his ways. In John 14, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14, 15. In John 15, 14, he said, if you want to be a friend of God, keep the commandments. America's not keeping the commandments of God. The culture does not keep the commandments of God. America is a pagan, sinful nation, like Sodom, ready to be judged. So is the world. No one will escape the judgment of God that's coming. Lest you be in under the blood of Christ, through faith and repentance, and you have the fruit of a disciple. What's the fruit of a disciple? Jesus said you will have much fruit. The fruit of a disciple is you live totally different than the world. You don't act, dress, talk, live like the world. You don't fellowship in their worldly associations called church denominations. You set the standard of God's word as a marker for your life, and then your life is applied keeping the word of God.
We're like, what is going on?
I just did a teaching on the readiness of the mind. Prothumia. Do you have prothumia today, Americans? A readiness of mind to hear and understand the scriptures. Go read Acts 17. The Bereans tested Apostle Paul to the word of God. I expect you to test everything I tell you to the word of God. And see how you're living. See that your pastors are not teaching you the whole truth. Oh, they're teaching you some truth. The priests are telling you some truth. But they're teaching you many lies. And they're teaching you... they're not teaching you all truth, which half a gospel is not the full gospel. A half a Bible is not the whole Bible. A half a Savior is not the whole Savior. Paul said this in the book of Acts. I did not deny from counsel, preaching you the full counsel of God's word. This is why we travel and preach Christ all over America. Because his wrath is coming. And we want you to know the full counsel of God's word. We want you to know the goodness and grace of God. But also watch out. Because God is love and mercy. He's also wrath and fire. What side of his nature are you going to fall on? Jesus made a narrow way. But if you're living your own life and you're not considering the word of God and what Christ did for you, you're a son of disobedience and the wrath of God is coming for you. Turn and repent. Come out of the culture. Come out of the church systems. Come out of every false way and see the goodness of God. Flee from your sin and you won't find the severity of God that's coming. 2 Thess 1, 8, 9, and 10, he's coming in flaming fire to judge all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Are you obeying the gospel today? Are you living for the Lord with all that you are? Are you seeking the kingdom? Don't trample the blood of Jesus today. Loving our neighbor, lifting up Christ crucified in the streets. What a glorious thing we get to do.